Obviously, the big news of the day, Todd Bowles in as defensive coordinator, Juan Castillo out. We bring in Dan Klecko. Former Philadelphia Eagles, played both sides of the ball during his lengthy and very Super Bowl-worthy career in the NFL. Dan now in the Philadelphia media, and as well as with the Eagles Television Network. Get some perspective here. Well, first, I don't want to ask you about – it seems like I swear that we talked about Juan Castillo. I remember talking to you that day, and you were blown away that Juan Castillo was named defensive coordinator. Are you as blown away that he's no longer the defensive coordinator?
No, I actually thought maybe it would happen this offseason, and I knew once things started to get rocky this year, if they did, this was going to be the – I don't want to call it a fall guy, but this was going to be the easiest place to point and say, this is where our problem is, this is where we need to fix things. I look at it as Juan was the guy that they were going to look to that was the most – the easiest to replace, let's put it that way.
Did you ever get a sense of what the defense was all about when he was here? We talked, again, we thought maybe a cover two look. What was Juan going to do with that group? What was? How would you have described the Juan Castillo defense?
It was, you know, this year they had gone to more man-to-man. They were using the corners right. And let's be honest, they were playing well. But you get to these games where you're in Pittsburgh, you need that game. Against Detroit at home, you can't give up those fourth quarter leads. And when we look at the Giants in the Baltimore game, and I said this yesterday on the radio, I said maybe those weren't the norm. Maybe those were the exception. You know, seven fourth quarter blown leads in the last 2 years. Maybe that's the norm. That's what we're looking at. Maybe that's where Andy's just looking to turn, where maybe Todd's provides a spark, and maybe the locker room looks around and goes, "Man, we just got a coach fired because the way we're playing, we just got somebody fired, and somebody's out of a job now." I think that was one of the reasons Andy did this.
Nnamdi Asamoah speaks out on Sunday. Some cracks in that very kind of media, the intense media circles. Yeah. You wonder what would players have said had there been kind of free reign to speak out.
You know, I hate to go behind the curtain too much, but I don't know how much respect Juan had in that locker room. I don't know if the guys really believed in his philosophy or his coaching style. I've talked to some guys, and I think that was a problem. I think the fact that maybe they looked up and they didn't see a leader. They didn't see a guy who would go to bat for them. And, you know, I think that also plays into Andy's decision, is the fact that maybe he doesn't want to lose this locker room totally right now, and Juan was a part of that.
All right, what do we know about Todd Bowles? You know better than I.
You know, I've talked to some people at Miami. I talked to Cameron Wake. We had the same agent, and the guys down at Miami loved him. And I think you're going to see a lot of the same defenses. I think even more so with the corners, you'll see them used the right way. And I expect to see more blitzing, especially with the way the last three games has gone. A lot of teams are max protected now, and that front four isn't getting there. So I expect to see some creative things out of Todd Bowles like we saw in Miami.
If players don't completely buy, and we're not saying they didn't with Juan, but if players don't completely buy into a scheme, Dan, how does that affect you on the field? Is there guessing? Is there... maybe not. I don't know.
There isn't guessing, but I'll take you back to Pittsburgh. Third and 12, you got them pinned back, and really, you make those two stops right there. You win the game. You get out of Pittsburgh with a win, and you go to cover two. You go to Tampa two. Really, in third and 12, a guy like me, where I come from places where we pressured, I'm thinking, all right, let's go get him. Mm-hmm. Don't give him time to sit back and pick us apart. Let's send D'Amico. Let's send, let's send one of the linebackers. Let's send a corner blitz. Let's send something crazy at him where he doesn't have time to sit back there and read and react to us. Let's make him get the ball out quick, and then we rally up and tackle. You know, things like that really start playing in your mind. Like, man, does he really know what we need to do to win this game?
How much of the NFL is the scheme, is the concept, is the game day decision to send something that the quarterback will not recognize? As opposed to just having great talent.
I think coaching is everything in the NFL. There's talent all over. All 32 teams have everybody that was drafted, first-round picks. Coaching is everything. Your in-game adjustments are everything. Your ability to play chess is everything in this league.
Andy Reid says he is going piece by piece by piece the rest of this week. What do you anticipate happening the rest of the week?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't anticipate this. I wouldn't have known if they relieved Juan of the play calling and kept him on the staff where he would have went. But, I look right now, and can Andy be done? You know, is this the time where he turns around and he goes, 8-8 isn't good enough? And right now we're 3-3. We're on pace for 8-8 again. We need to fix this. And is that the fact that maybe we see Nick? Maybe we see some different wrinkles? I don't know. I don't expect it. Mm-hmm. I expect this is the biggest one, but we'll see.
Can the season be saved, Dan Klecko?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 3-3. You're six games in. You have a very talented football team. It's not over. It's just it's looking bad right now, and some changes need to be made, and this is the week to do it.
I mean, Andy was very clear last thing here. You know, he expects this to be a much better football team, much more talent than 3-3. High expectations. You agree with that?
Absolutely. Especially with, I mean, I hate to bring this in, but you have a $20 million payroll. You have one of the top backs in the NFL. You have a defensive line that's supposed to be getting after the quarterback right now. This team is talented. It's just the fact that they need to put it together.
Why no sacks?
A lot of max protect. This is where you got to get creative, and maybe that's why Todd Bowles is there.
All right. Dan Klecko, thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.